Night and new and blue Hawaii.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about Hawaii. And we're talking about it just got back because Doc Bill and I were there earlier this month. We came back and we had a fantastic time. So we want to share all of these details with you. And Olivia's sitting in as well. So we're trying to also... I convince her, but I don't think it's taking much convincing. I'm not twisting her arms or legs or anything, but she's shaking her head like, yes, 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 I'm going next time. So we're getting her in the Hawaii mood too, which is what we hope we're doing for you as well. So Doc Bill's sitting in with us again. He's back on the show with us. Doc Bill, we've been missing you. So you were out gallivanting all around going to Hawaii.
Actually, it is my favorite place that I've visited so far on the planet. I have no quarrels with Hawaii. But a lot of people look to Hawaii and they ask the question, well, first of all, is it expensive? Is it too expensive? Can I afford to go? First of all, I have to say these one thing. So hunt and shop and find the cheapest, most productive flight you can find. So get your cost down to getting very low.
Yes.
Number two, look at places like Airbnb and HomeAway and VRBO to get a rental that way. They're a lot cheaper than hotels, and you don't have to be on the water. You can just be on the island. And then save the rest of your money for a rental car and things to do. People complain about the food. The food you can do very easy in Hawaii. You can go to places that the locals eat at and get some really fresh food. Go to the farmers markets. Go to the fresh markets to get your food. You can have great food at a very, very low cost, lower than what you pay here in Atlanta area or the North Georgia area. And then once in a while, save a little bit of money and do a little splurge now and then at a really good restaurant.
Well, you're absolutely right about all of the opportunities, especially on the island of Oahu. You can definitely find great fish. There are a lot of farmers markets that are available. And, you know, we found also, too, some stores that, you know, that we are familiar with saving money, like Costco. I mean, there's a Costco on the islands as well. So there are ways that you can save money. But you do have to understand that, yes, Hawaii is more expensive than some of your other vacations. And one of the things that we continued to hear was that it's because it's an island and you have to ship everything over. So that's very expensive to do that. So things were a little more expensive than what you find them here on the mainland, Olivia. So I saw like a gallon of milk that was like $8.
Oh, wow.
You know, so yeah, so things are a little bit more expensive. So you definitely want to plan and budget. But you know, that's what we talk about all the time, is that for these vacations that you take, whether you're going to Hawaii or whether you're going somewhere close by, you want to budget for that so that you can go and have a great time and you're not suffering through paying those bills for the next couple of years for your vacation.
It sounds like, you know, even though it is expensive, it's a trip that you want to commit to. You know, mm-hmm. you want to be there for at least a week.
Exactly.
You know, to really see everything and make the most of the food that you get. And so it's a lot of budgeting, but I think it's worth it.
Exactly, exactly. It's definitely something that you want to plan for and plan for a long stay. Now, Doc Bill, you and I stayed in Kailua, which is also on the island of Oahu. So what's your favorite thing about Kailua?
Well, Kailua, the beaches are incredible. The beaches are enclosed beaches and such. They're like little harbors or little sea-shaped places. And the water is pristine. You don't really have big surf coming in there. But the thing about Kailua, which is neat, you have a farmer's market, which are right in the area. There's a Whole Foods. And there's a new restaurant opening up, / fish market, called Nico.
Mm.
And that's a place where you can go and get, in the morning for breakfast, you can get the fresh caught fish of the day, two eggs, any way you want them done, two scoops of rice and some fruit for about $8. You would pay $30-some or $20-some to have that same meal here in the Atlanta area.
Since all right,
this,
at a hotel.
Owner of Nico's goes to the fish auction every day. He gets the freshest fish at the lowest possible price and passes that on to you. So those are neat things to do. A lot of little shops in the town of Kailua, which are really neat, little deli places, coffee places. And that makes the trip, you know, that area there, a really neat area. And you're not that far from going to Waikiki or downtown Honolulu if you decide to go.
It's very easy to do that. And my favorite thing is definitely going to that beach. I mean, the soft white sand, the turquoise water, the gentle breezes. I mean, every morning, I got up for sunrise and would walk along the beach. And it was just nice to see the day come alive with people coming out with their dogs and walking along the shore and, you know, just greeting everyone and talking about, you know, how this sunrise is different from the sunrise yesterday. And, you know, just having a really nice way to ease into the day. And I just walk along by yourself and just be reflective as well. So it was fantastic. That is definitely one of my favorite beaches in the Hawaii world. Now,
well, it is.
Now, if you guys are just joining us, Doc, Bill and I are talking about our Just Got Back trip to Hawaii here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we went over to Molokai, Doc, Bill, and one of the things that I found really interesting about that trip was that we took a private plane, and when our friends first mentioned that, I was like, okay, so how much is this going to cost? It's going to be a grand each for us to take this flight, but actually, with it being nine of us, it was actually cheaper than flying commercial.
It was, and that was the interesting thing. If you go with a larger group, where you have more bargaining power when you want to do things, and the plane took us up. These are commercial planes that also do charters in a sense, with like
right.
a charter. Mm-hmm. So you've got experienced pilots that do this route all the time. So that you have a pretty high safety issue. You have a pretty high level of safety that they're going to make sure they meet. And you go over to the island of Molokai, and you there from anywhere from 8 in the morning to around 5 in the evening. It's a great place to be. It's a great things to see. Molokai is known for the leopard colony, and this is again at the bottom of these huge cliffs that go up to 4,900 feet. So you're at the bottom of the cliffs where you have this little inlet that lets in water and a little small beach area. And it's a hike. If you want to actually physically visit it, that would be your event for Molokai. If you went over there for a day, it would take you the whole day to hike down a path. It's about anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hour hike. So about 2.5 hours to get down there and 2.5 hours to get back up.
That's right.
But people who have done it have said it's a beautiful hike and the area is nice and beautiful. The leopard colony used to be at its height, almost came to close to 2,000 people. But now there are only about maybe 6 people that still remain that have had leprosy that are on the in the leopard colony area. And once they leave or pass away, then that may just become a national park or a state park. No one knows the exact fate of it. But it's a lot of history there. Leprosy is a disease similar to TB, and we still see cases of it here in the United States, but it's no longer as prevalent as it used to be.
Yeah, you really don't hear about that, but you're right. I mean, it's a beautiful island when you think about there being a leprosy colony there. But it was mm-hmm. actually started by Father Damien, who actually, after 16 years of being there, providing comfort and providing support to the people, he died of the disease himself at the age of 49. But he arrived there in 1873, and that was what he dedicated his life to, was taking care of the people there. So it's pretty amazing story. You know, there's a book that's out about Molokai if you want to read about it. It really does talk a lot about the people that were part of that colony and just how his dedication really helped them in a really tough kind of situation.
It is. And a piece of trivia about leprosy is the only animal that you can culture or grow the organism in is the armadillo. So the armadillos are a source of carrying the disease today. So when you see that little 9-banded animal running along the roads, keep that in mind.
Now, we had a great trip over there, and then we went on to Maui for a couple of days, and we've already talked about how fantastic our stay was with the condo that we were staying in, how we could see the whales and see them passing through, because we were there during the time that the whales are passing through that area, which is January to March, first part of March. So we actually got a chance to just look right from our balcony there and look out and see the whales that were coming up. They were, I don't think we saw one fully breaching, but we did see some tails that came out of the water, quite a few of those.
Tails and parts of the back that we saw, which were kind of neat to see. And that was pretty good to see, because I've been on whale watching up in Alaska, and a lot of times you'll be on a boat and you can spend the whole day there, and that's all you'll see. But actually, I saw more of whales sitting from our balcony than I saw when I went whale hunting specifically in Alaska. So that was enjoyable.
That was very, very enjoyable. And, you know, there are all kinds of accommodations when you're going to Hawaii. As you mentioned earlier, Doc Bill, you said, you know, the whole thing about VRBO, or you can do vacation rentals. You certainly hotels are there. There are all kinds of really, really nice luxury hotels, as well as some that would be considered reasonable. So you have all types of options, and really just kind of depends on what kind of vacation you want to have. We enjoy cooking and going out to the markets and things like that. So for us, vacation rental is always our choice. So, Dr. Bill, thank you for coming on the show and sharing with me. I just got back because we had a fantastic time, and I'm ready to put it on the calendar for next year. Maybe we can bring Olivia along. We can and Joel. We bring Joel and BJ along as well. He's raising his hand. So you guys sit tight. We're going to come back in just a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a minute.